Okay, welcome. Hope you all had a good, productive, restful, restorative Benizmana. Your trip to Poland was meaningful. Okay. Our topic today is playing Lego on Shabbos. And as some of you said on your way into the shir today, that I hope it's okay because you spent your whole childhood doing it. So let us find out what would be the issue. Let us start with that. We can see which of those issues apply to Lego, don't apply. That's the first half of the shir, seeing what the issues are. And that's like sources 1 to 12. And from 13, we get to the modern postkim who actually dealt with Lego. Meaning the Gemara didn't know what Lego was. So we're going to see what the Gemara's issues that might apply to Lego. And then we can move to... So, we know that the Lamentet Lachot had, for all things, either done in the building of the Mishkan or in the Mishkan, according to two different views. Okay, so it has to do with the Mishkan. So, what building took place in the Mishkan?
Like the Mishkan itself.
The Mishkan itself. Wonderful. Good. So, source one, the Yerushalmi tells us, it's not my question. Gemara asked the question. Ma binyan hayab mishkan. What building took place in the Mishkan? Shayu notnim krashim al gabe adanim. They would take the boards, the walls of the Mishkan, and they would put them on the sockets. So the Gemara says, wait, binyan seems to be that you're going to build, and it's a structure, and it's permanent. The Mishkan wasn't permanent. V'lo l'sha hayata? Wasn't that just, you know, short-lived? Like, that's our prototype for building? Something that you put up for a short time, take down until you move to the next place? Right? The Mishkan wasn't the base of Mikdash. The Mishkan moved with them from place to place. So our grand prototype paradigm of what building is was temporary building, binyan arai. So the Gemara says, well, I'm a Rabbi Yosef. Well, each time they went, it was permanent. In other words, Dibor Hashem telling Moshe, however it happened, Am Yisrael, each place they moved, it was final. They only follow the Dibor of Hashem. It's not at any point them planning that they're moving. Each time they moved, they would put up the Mishkan that it was good as permanent. So and therefore, this can serve as the prototype paradigm for a melacha bona, because each time they built it with permanence. Yes?
So it's that, because they didn't know when they were going to leave again, so it was full
out. Yeah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. I'm Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Bun. Mikavan shetichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu machnisan la'aretz kemishahu la'olam, which doesn't really make sense. So I looked in the Korban Ahida, which changes the gears on the Shah. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they get to a place that says, welcome to not Eretz Yisrael, you're in the Midbar. So they know, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stay here, pitch your tents here, build the Mishkan here, they know that at some point they're going to be moving. So this is indeed only l'sha. It's only temporary. So we have a machloket, whether what we refer to as binyan arai, building a structure temporarily rather than permanently, is d'oraita or not. Then the Gemara makes a point, Hadam rin afilu min atzar, if you build something in a roundabout way, afilu natun agave dalet amod, even al-dabaracher, building on top of another structure, Hadam ra binyan agave kelim binyan, what? Are you going to tell me that you can build it on the kelim? Because how did they do it? Again, I told you there were sockets, and they put the krushim in. So can we make all these conclusions about the building, about the Mishkan, to all other forms of building? In other words, we're going to say all those things are d'oraita? So the Gemara says, Adanim kikarkahin. No, you can't make that conclusion because somehow these sockets, we consider them like the ground. So you can't yet conclude that building in Caelan, building on some kind of object. In other words, if I have a piece of object here and I want to build something on top of it, you can't yet tell me that's Malacha Directa. You can't prove that from that source. So we have here an idea that the Gemara is questioning already the idea that Binyan of Kalim, of rather than a structure, would be the Malacha Midoraita. Okay, but it's certainly here a Machloket in the Gemara, whether what we refer to as Binyan Arai is Doraita or not. So the Amalacha, what is the prototype? What is the Malacha Midoraita of Bona? The Malacha Midoraita of Bona is when you attach things, and it's a dwelling, a structure, something you go in, what we refer to in Halacha as an ohel. Then it would be Malacha Midoraita, the Av Malacha. Let's say you have attaching things, and it's not an ohel, or you have an ohel without attaching things, that would be what we refer to as a Tolada. Okay? That's still Asur Midoraita. We can't do those on Shabbos. You can go in one that's pre-existing Shabbos, right? You can be in a tent, but we don't pitch tents on Shabbos. Okay.
So what's the Menacha of Bona?
It's called Bona. Oh, when is it? When you attach things and it's a tent. That's the Av Malacha, and the Tola does one without the other. Okay.
But if neither is fine. If you don't feel either of them, then that's...
Well, then it's not Bona. Then it's just nothing. Okay.
So,
yes.
So you're saying where you put pieces of something together.
If you made walls without it being a tent.
So it's putting things together to make a place to stay.
Yes.
Putting together attachments.
What we call a vidi, meaning that it's something to go under. For example, when it comes to a table, if you, you have a folding table, so why can we make a folding table on Shabbos? Under the table, there's now like a tent.
But nobody...
We don't make the table for the area under it. We make the table for the area over it, so you can eat on it or learn on it or whatever it is. Meaning the issue of when you build or make a tent is the area under the canopy, under the covering. Okay.
But,
yes?
What was the definition of attached? Of these stacked things, is that considered attaching? Or?
That's going to be part of our discussion, but putting things together in a way they fit together, stay together. Good. We're going to get a little more onto the attaching front there soon. Okay. The Rambam, when he defines the Malacha Bona, source 12, so he tells us, Habona Koshu Chayav. Building even the tiniest bit is Asr. Asr Midoraita. But if you build Habona Al Gabe Kalim, not on the ground, not a structure, but you build some kind of stack, model, so that's Asur, but you're Pater. What we call it, refer to as Patur of Al-Asur. We can't tell you that you have to bring a Korban Chatat for that. That's not, it might not be allowed, but that's not the the Malacha. But when it comes to an Ohel, Ha'osa Ohel Kavua, Reza Toladat Bona Vechayev. But then, when it comes to Kalim, he gives some examples. Listen. Ha'machnez Yad HaKardom, you have an axe, a handle, betocha ayin, and you loop it through. Harizet tola dar bona. You're not allowed to do that. V'chein kol yotzevo. V'chein atokea eitz be'eitz. You have two wooden pieces. Bein shetaka b'masmer. Whether you connected them with a nail. Bein shetaka be'eitz atzmo. Or whether they just fit into each other nicely. Ad shenit achid. Until they become one. Harizet tola dar bona v'chayev. That is also not allowed. And finally, he says, "Hamachzir delet shel bor v'shel dod." You have a pit or a cistern, and there's a door that's not attached to it. It's not on a hinge. It's just like the cover. Chayav mishum bonim. You put it on. That's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So when you put together parts to make a kli, it's bona. It doesn't matter how flimsy it is. If it's just some minor structural change, like poking a hole, that wouldn't be bona. Fine. Is this how we paskin? Well, we seem to have a different sock. That was from the Yerushalmi. We have somewhat different sock in the Bavli. Let's take a look. First source we have in the Bavli, source 3, the Gemara Shabbos comes bed on the bed. The Mishnah tells us, Habone kama yivne v'yechayev, habone kol shehu. Even if you build the tiny one little brick on top of one other little brick, that's enough. It's not, you're not only chayev when you have all structure. Even adding one brick. Zaklal, kol ha'ose melacha, u'melachto mitkayemet b'shabbat chayev. It has to be melechet mitkayemet. Okay, so it's not midoraita when it's binyan arai. As opposed to the Yerushalmi we saw, we have a machloket whether a binyan arai is doraita. Here the Gemara is saying it is not doraita when it's not mitkayemet.
Why does that matter in terms of Shabbat, doraita, drabbanan?
Okay, so. You're right that in the Chachila we don't do any Durabanans either, but there are all sorts of ways we would do Durabanans. We do, you know, with chinois and all sorts of other, there are other leniencies when something comes to Durabanan. And we're going to see that if it's Durabanan, maybe we could say that the Durabanan means that the rabbi said, you can't do this. So if we can define our case as something different than the case the rabbi said you can't do, then we'll have leniency. Okay? Yes?
Is mitkayemet permanent? Mitkayemet is permanent?
Permanent or lasting?
And arai is?
Temporary. Okay, like a sukkah. Good. We also have source 4, the Gemara Shabbos, Kufchav, Bet Amud Bet. Tells us the following. Kol ha-kelim nitalim b'shabbat v'daltoteni mehen. You can handle any kli and its door. If you have a kli and it has a door, you can handle the kli and its door. That's not a problem. If you have a house and the door is not attached, we don't want you handling that door. The door of the house is mukso. Why would it be mukso? It would make a problem. That's like finishing the house, right? All the suggestions you guys are saying. But as opposed to you have this little, you have a box that you keep your silverware in. You take off the lid, you take off the silverware. The lid, it's detached from the box. Is that a problem? No, that's what the Mishnah says. Okay, so the Gemara gives this interesting example. Delet shel sheida shel tevel shel migdal. You have a door of a chest, of a box. Nolin, you can handle it. Aval lo marzirin, don't reattach it. V'shalul shel tarnegolim, lo nolin v'lo marzirin. But from a chicken coop, if you have its door, don't handle it. And certainly, don't reattach it. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. I understand why you can't handle the chicken coop. Since it's attached to the kevas of the chabri ba'ara, since it's attached to the ground. So it's like you're building something. Yesh binyan b'karka, yesh stira b'karka, you're building, you're destroying. Stira is the opposite of binyan, when you put something together and then you take it apart. Ela shel sheda v'shel teva shel migdal, the other one, the box. What is the issue? E kasavar yesh binyan b'kelim, if you want to tell me that there's an issue with building when it comes to utensils, yesh stira b'kelim, then there should be an issue to take it apart, to handle it as well. V'ainzir v'kelim and binyan v'kelim. So Abaye says, I have the answer. L'olim kasavar yesh binyan v'kelim, yesh zir v'kelim. You can't do either. So then why does this one say it's okay to handle it but not to reattach it? Shen nitlu kamar, you accidentally have it in your hands. In other words, oh, what is this? Oh, the door. Oh no, I have the door in my hand. Okay, so now put it down somewhere. Just don't reattach it to where it goes. But you shouldn't be handling it. So it's like a bidyavin. Rava gives a different answer. Am Rava kasavar ain't binyan b'kelim, ain't stira b'kelim. Really, there isn't. Rather, gzera, it's midarabbanan that you shouldn't handle it or reattach it. Shem, you can handle it. You shouldn't reattach it. Why shouldn't you reattach it? Because you'll reattach it really well. In other words, it's not actually even usher for you to put, it's not usher midoraita for you to put the door back on the chicken coop. The isser is if you fastened the door to the chicken coop and put it back well. The rabbis were concerned if we allow you to replace the door in the chicken coop, you're going to fasten, to fasten it. You're going to make it really strong and permanent, and that is not allowed. Okay, and finally we have a Gemara in Beitzah that says it extremely explicitly. I can't make it any clearer than this sentence here. Binyan keva, asra Torah. Binyan arai, lo asra Torah. V'gazru al binyan arai, mishum binyan keva. Is that sentence clear to everybody? A permanent structure, asra midaraita. Temporary structure, not asra midaraita. The rabbis were gozer in a temporary structure, lest you come to make a permanent structure. Got it? Good. With that in mind, let us look at a fascinating chasson sofer, because this idea that unlike the Yerushalmi, which has a machloket whether binyan arai is doraita or not, the Bavli is saying binyan arai is not midoraita. Binyan arai is an iser midorabbanan. Now that I know that it's an iser midorabbanan, and you ask me, what does it matter that it's only derabbanan? So we have this chasson sofer to see. Ready? The chasson sofer said, I saw Yan Raiti in the Nod of Yehuda that he wrote about a parasol. Parasol is what we refer to in normal English as?
Umbrella.
An umbrella. Okay? It could be the kind for sun, it's supposed to rain, but an umbrella. Shechoshesh lahem michil chatat. He says, if you walk around, if you open, not walk around with it, but you open the umbrella on Shabbos, that you might need a chil chatat. What kind of iser then is he saying? Doraita or derabanan?
Doraita.
If you need to bring a korban, it's got to be doraita. Yes? So now, says the Chasson Sofer, I looked into it, and here's what I have to say. Bivadai lisa parasol b'shabbat lav mishnat chasidim. V'shomer nafsho yirchak mimeno. I'm not telling you you should be walking around with umbrellas and Shabbos. Okay? Don't ever say, oh, the Chasson Sofer said I can. No, it's not something you should be doing on Shabbos. No, I don't think the Nodi Yehuda is right. If you can't find me the parallel to what they did in the Mishkan that was like walking around with an umbrella, then you can't tell me it's a Malacha Doraita. And how do I know what they did in the Mishkan regarding Bona? Source 1, Yerushalmi. And look at this Rambam, source 2. Okay. But then, the Yerushalmi, I can make 3 diukim. I didn't cite them all, again, for time and space. Only the ones that are relevant to our discussion today, here, regarding Lego. What is the important diuk he makes about Binyan from the Yerushalmi that doesn't apply to an umbrella? He doesn't discuss Lego, the Chasson Sofer, but I'm going to tell you that what he says about an umbrella as opposed to a building applies to Lego as opposed to a building. Got it? So he says, Lamadati Mirashami, the following. Shelo yev a parasol shum ninut isur min haTorah akopanim. It's definitely not midoraita. Ready? Chala, first of all. Dahave le binyan l'sha'ah. And what do I mean when I say it's l'sha'ah? Perish binyan l'sha'ah. Shehu asoy mitchila. Livnoto v'lisotro l'shato. V'lachzor v'livnoto v'lisotro kol sha'ah. It's not just a structure that isn't permanent. It's a structure that's not, it's something that's not permanent and meant to be constantly opened and closed. Constantly built and destroyed and rebuilt and destroyed and rebuilt. Okay? We have a permanent structure, and we have a temporary structure. What can make it temporary? Either that I didn't build it very well, that I intended to knock it down. Those are options. But here we have something fundamentally different. It's not only that it's not built very well, or that I intend to knock it down. It is something that you constantly build and take down and build and take down. That's what it is in its essence. Kimosha haya mishkan asoy. Pligi amand amar, the mand amar mitosha yuchonim api adivor, whether it's binyan olam. Inkein ajun in the chalim, the binyan shah, la binyanu. So any binyan that was made for temporary use isn't binyan. That was reason number one. Reason number two, I skip. Number three, sort of relevant here, is shlishi she'en ol d'arayta elkishem chitzon megil la'aretz. They have to eventually hit the ground. Again, that wouldn't apply to our Lego, but I'm not focusing on that one. Kevin shalat klinu l'din she'enenu d'arayta. Since it's not midorayta, there is not even an issur derabanan. You cannot tell me. The rabbis came and said, no umbrellas. And in fact, even more so, it's meant for this. It's meant to be constantly open and closed. Even midrabanan, meaning it's not even a problem on a derabanan level. That's what he says regarding the umbrella. We are going to see some people take this Hassan Sofer and apply it to our cases, case of Lego. Shuthar Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, tells us Bebinyan Lishah Shemitzad Atzma Hu Yacholid Kayim El Shadaita Lisotro. I said when something's temporary, what makes it temporary? Either that I made it flimsy, or that it would last, but I intend for it to not last. Nechlechu bazeb Yerushalmi b'Shabbat. So there's a machloket in Yerushalmi that we saw, source one, whether something that you're only, the Mishkan would stay built forever. They just kept taking it apart. So whether that's considered building. V'zem miyamim amarti lavi raya. I have a proof that it's not considered binyan when it's only lishon. Listen to this proof. The Yerushalmi in Yoma says the following. Kol shiva yimei hamiluim. We're on the top of the second column. Haya Moshe mamid in a mishkan ufarko. Moshe Rabbeinu, when they first inaugurated the mishkan, each day of those shiva yimei hamiluim, those 7 days, he built the mishkan and took it down. I guess that way they don't know what to do throughout the journey in the desert. Each day he built it up, put it down. How many days did I say that was?
Seven.
What has to happen during the course of 7 days?
Shabbos.
One of them is Shabbos. And what did he do to the Mishkan? He built it and took it down. So Moshe Rabbeinu built and took down the Mishkan on Shabbat. Heachasav Shabbat. And don't say the came and Abi the Tzarek Tafi Shabbos. Don't tell me, because it was the Mishkan. Da'am Rinan B'yavamot. The Ein Binyan HaMikdash Docha Shabbos. We paskin that you can't build the Mikdash on Shabbos. So that can't be it. It must be this kind of building, temporary building, isn't a problem. For the Chora Raya Rameh Yerushalmi on now, the Binyan L'shah Lo have binyan. It is not an Isser Midoraita. It might be an Isser Midorabana. Then Isser Midorabana won't apply to the Mishkan, to its Zorech, etc. That it doesn't make it okay for us to do binyan l'shah, but it makes it okay for Moshe Rabbeinu to do it to the Mishkan. And he says in parentheses a b'shire korban that some perosham kata de b'shava lo yam farik. Okay, Moshe did it 6 of the 7 days. That's the other way to answer it. So then there's no proof from that. On the Yerushalmi that the Hartzvi quotes. Yes.
That was the extreme case that we were saying was like the foundation of the issue. Building Mishkan was the thing, you know, was definitely gonna rise up. But we're gonna base everything on that.
Okay. So the Yerushalmi says building the Mishkan was the prototype.
Yeah.
But the Gemara questions that and says, wait, wasn't it Lisha? So only according to the one who says, no, it's not Lisha, because each time they did it al piyad dibur, and each time it was permanent. But according to the other one, the other man, the Omar Indi Rishami, who says, no, they always lose Lisha, because Hashem told them they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. So according to that one, then it's then it doesn't have to be permanent.
So is that a different? Is there a different case? A different prototype?
The Gemara doesn't offer a different case. Okay. But in other words, when it's not Lisha, at least according to that mandamar, when it's Lisha, he's according to that mandamar, it's not Doraita. Okay.
Even the Mishkan, which is
even Shabbat. The Mishkan. And then that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it. Okay? Fine. That's one issue we have. Whether Binyan Arai is Doraita or Darabanan, and whether something that is meant to be open and closed is part of that Xer. There's a second discussion, short one, that we have now. We sort of alluded to it in our discussion at the beginning, at the end of Source 1. In the Rambam in Source 2, and that is the concept of something called Binyan Pekin. Rashi, Source 8, on that Gemara, on Gemara Shabbos, Tavayin Dalar Amda, the Dibur Machil is V'ichayte Lepume. What is V'ichayte Lepume? If you sew the mouth of a receptacle. So Rashi says, La'sot la'safar, to give it like a lip or an opening, Mishum bona lek lechiyuve, you can't say it's asr mishum bona, de ein binyan bekelim. When it comes to bona, it has to be a structure connected to the ground, not when you attach something to some kli. Well, that would make life much easier. Says Tosot, whoa, not so fast. Source 9. Perish Rashi, mishum bona lo mechayev, de ein binyan bekelim, ve ein nira. The davka b'machzer mito menorah shel chuliyot. When is it when we say there's no binyan b'kelim? Like, where did Rashi get this from? When it comes to a table that has multiple parts, right? Now we have our folding tables are really all one piece. But what did they have if you had a folding table? They had a board and one leg and another leg, and you put it together. It may have been made so that you could take it apart and put it back together. And therefore, that you can put back together. I mean, on the ein binyan bekelim. Aval kishet ose legamre kola kli mechayev mishum bona. But there is binyan bekelim when you make a new kli. You can't tell me that you're allowed to make a new kli. You can't make a new kli. There's bona in kelim. When we say there's ein binyan bekelim, that means when it comes to putting back together a kli that was already built and taken apart and put back together. That's what Tosaf says. How does Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Well, you would think he says, Ein Binyan Asnira B'Kelim. That's what he writes in Source 10. But then he immediately clarifies that to show you he's rejecting Rashi. Hani Milisha Eino Binyan Mamash. Kmo Chavid. Shelo Shenishbara V'Divik Shivara V'Zefet. When you put them back together. Yachol Yishara, that you can break open a barrel. The Kachmash Petocha. You can't make a good hole. Then it's like makiv potish. If it's whole, also the shabbat. So he goes into this whole explanation to show you how you can't do binyan mitzvira b'kelim. Afilu nekev ba'alma asr l'kova b'chadash. You can't even make a new hole, a tiny little hole. Afilu yesh ba nekev chadash im la'archivo asr. Even if it has a neck, even if it has a hole, to make it wider, you can't do. So it seems we're paskening, there is binyan asnira b'kelim. So what is our hope? Our hope comes from Source 11. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that case that Tosa was discussing, the bed. Mito shel prakim, a bed with multiple parts, pieces. Asur lachziro lahatka. You cannot put it together and reattach it. And if you do, vim taka, and you make it good and strong, chayav chatat. That is asur midoraita. Ve'im hi, darkav yod refuya. But if it's loose, it's not something that you ever put back really well. You just put it together, take it apart, put it together, take it apart. Mutar lechat chilo. that is allowed lechatilo. Uvavach lo yahadik. Don't ever glue it or tighten it or make it really strong. Uvakoshal prakim. Again, they had cups over different parts. Mutter in the part of Lavzer b'Shabbat. You can take them apart. V'yesh misha omer shetina kos kedin amita. Also not okay. Says the Taz, Source 12, and this is going to be key here, and it may sound similar to the Chatam Sofer. The nearer the dafka because yeshem mishem machshir shemachmir shinatzar the farko ki ikar tashmisho shaloi le piruk. Why would some say that the cup you shouldn't take apart and put back together? Because just leave it as a cup. It's meant to. It's not meant to. Meaning it could be taken apart when you transfer it. That's not part of its use. Just leave it as a cup. Mashe enkein ben note she ikar tashmisho ayidei piruk. Since it is meant to be always taken apart, it is not ever considered like you built something when you put it together. Even when you put it together, bechosek, strongly.
Would that apply to a table then?
That would apply to the table. That would, yeah. Okay? That taz is going to be our key. Now we can get to our modern poskim, who did see Lego. Okay, all that was the sugyos. Those are the issues at play. Now our modern poskim are going to tell us whether any of those issues we saw are an issue when it comes to Lego. Yes.
Just to clarify, the chapter so far, what was the second reason?
The third reason that there are no mechitzos connecting to the ground.
So you said something about Rabbanim did not ask, or was it the fourth reason?
He only had three.
Okay, so there's no machitza connected.
Okay. First, source 13, the Orlet Zion. We saw him in our shir on biking. Rabban Zion Abba Shaul. He was the Rav of Porat Yosef, Rosh Hashiva Porat Yosef. That is the steps going up from the Kotel. Okay, left side, here we see the sign. Many great Talmidim there, the Lubavitcher Yosef went there. So the Orlet Zion tells us the following. Got the Sheva. Ha'im mutar li ladim l'sachek ba'avne pele kegon lego u'shar mismakei harkava b'Shabbat. Can children play with Lego on Shabbat? Now listen to his answer. Mutar libanot k'tanot. Little girls may play with l'sachek b'chol sugei avnei pele b'Shabbat. They may play with Lego on Shabbat. Va'filush im b'datam l'farek miyad tzurot sheyatzru. Even if they don't want to take them apart like away. Ulam yeshi manam yilatet l'banim l'sachek b'misfakim. Afilu shalom yigiyu adayin l'mitzot. But don't give that these toys to boys. Shelo l'harbilam b'vitol Torah. So that they don't learn to waste time rather than learning Torah. And adults shouldn't even handle these because they're moksa. Okay. Before we read his footnote, what important diuk can we make here? What is not a problem?
It's no problem. It's not the problem is not bullying. It's no asura.
Everyone got that? In other words, if he says girls can do it, don't give it to boys because they'll waste time from learning Torah.
Then you shouldn't give them a soccer ball either.
Fine. Yeah, but what is it not a problem of? It's not a problem of building. Oh, if it was a problem of building, girls couldn't do it either.
Why is that a problem?
Because you shouldn't be doing it. Little girls can do it. As in, you shouldn't be handling these things because that's how you should be doing on Shabbos. Since there's no purpose for you on Shabbos, you don't handle them. Now let's read the footnote. If you build it anyway to destroy it right away, of course it's allowed. When you can never cover any of your bottles, toys, anything. As Morgan Avram says, he says similar to what the Taz says that I showed you, Reimash and it farther Zeliyah. Vinir, Sha'afim Rotzin Nekayim Mishak Zezman Ruba Gamkin Matur. Even if they want to build it and don't destroy it right away, I like it. Let's leave it on my dresser for the week. Sha'kevan Sha'ein Harkabato Ela L'Shem Mishak Ba'alma. The whole thing being built is only as a game. Ein Alav Shem Binyan Lo Shem Kli. It's not a Kli that you built. It's not a building that you built. And it's allowed. They shouldn't be playing with games on Shabbos. Don't even give it to boys. And see the Birchat Yosef, who talks about the Chomer Inyan Shem Mishpakim B'Shabbat. In addition to the Bittul Torah of a week, they have Shabbos is even more chavis. I know you all had a firm friend who tried to convince you that you couldn't play with toy money on Shabbos. Since they're toys, it's not a problem. So again, the Or Litzion says, this isn't what adults should be doing on Shabbos. This isn't what boys should be doing on Shabbos. But it's not because of a problem of building it. It is not a problem to building it. So, you can agree, disagree with his approach to chinuch and boys and girls and learning Torah and what we should be doing on Shabbos. But he's saying it is not a problem of boning. Now let us go to source 14, the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata. He says, "En limnoa et hayiladim b'livnot b'kubiyot avnei pella." Don't stop a kid who's playing with it. Al kol minehem. Aval im yesh tzorech lechaber et chalakim b'bragim or letokam zebaze itev aser. But if you have toys that have like an erector set, where you have to screw in pieces to connect them all, those are more problematic on Shabbos because that's already a more permanent form of building. What?
The toy planes.
Yeah, I guess he wouldn't want you to make model planes on Shabbos. Okay? But he's saying, if they're playing with just, some Lego blocks, attach them, Duplo blocks, whatever, that's fine. Then in the footnote, he says, this thing that I wrote here, I heard it from Rishon Zalman. But then, a little bit later, Rishon Zalman comes back to me, Shuvah Marli, Tiktzav Yishli Dun. Demand the sharing on the far end of the zero, where we said you could take a bed apart and put it back together. Every time I take the bed apart and put it back together, what does it end up? It's a bed. It's the same bed every single time. Is that true for Lego? No. This time you build a tower, this time you build a store, and this time you build a farm, and then you build a building, and then the it could be you're making something new. Everybody knows it's not meant to last. It's not a problem. It's only a toy. And therefore, it is not a problem. When it comes to children playing with these toys, it is not a problem. So, it might be a problem or something, but therefore he says, Elim Noah, don't stop them. Some are medayik, and that Elim Noah, that means, don't give it to them. One of those is source 15 here. Sefer Tiltulei Shabbos, it's Halachos Amukso by Rabbi Bodner, published by Feldon. Sha'alti la'agon Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita. In motel l'taltam s'hakei yiladim shalchalakim plastic. O matachet o eitz, whether it's plastic, metal, or wood. Shaladim bonim sotrim otam. Kemo elo anikrayim Lego, bristle blocks, tinker toys. V'samti b'fun of tinker toys. I showed him tinker toys. They are not muksa. Chada da iser ain't a borrower. It's not clear they are forbidden. Since they're meant for kids, it's not mukso. Don't give it to him, since it's iser, might be, might not be. Which would sound very similar to what the Shmirah Shabbos just said. Lemnoa means to refrain or stop them from it. We don't have to stop them. A little more lenient view comes from the Tzitz Eliezer, Tzvi Eliezer Waldenberg. He was a Rav in Yerushalayim, died about 10 years ago. He was supposed to be Shari Tzedek Hospital. And he was asked, "Hinei shalatoh ha'avinyan p'niyot avnei pele v'shabas kodesh. I yeshva mishom nizarbona olo." Why did you ask? Because we saw in Shmir Shabbos Kodesh what he wrote. And I know that the Chazon Ish has this whole discussion about Binyan and Kelim. But he says, Nira Barur, She'im nosaf oseh, Shehu Binyan Arai, Meira Davar Gam Yisater V'yomo. Whether we get into whether Binyan Arai is an issue, and whether we get into Binyan Kelim is a problem with Darbanan or not, here this is an item that is Binyan Arai, that's meant to be destroyed that day. It is allowed lechachila, and that is the whole idea of Avnei Pela of Lego. Shehu binyan arai, v'gam ein omei desotra bo vayom. Even Rosh Shlomo Zalman admits that. And Kain ain't subik medaber shemotar b'zeh filu lechachila. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's how Chabad always follows. Sheposeg b'mefurash, the lo asru binyan arai sirato, ela kishe'enu asoy almenad desotro b'shabbat atzmo. Harei behedja the binyan arai asoy desotro b'shabbat atzmo lo asru klav. The only, when we said binyan kevas asru midoraita, binyan arai is asru midorabanan. What kind of binyan arai is asru midorabanan? One where it might be temporary, but it's going to last past Shabbos. Where it's temporary, even that it's not going to make it till the end of Shabbos, of all the more so there's no iser. And he cites a sefer Shita Shabbat. He actually cites the wrong source, so I put in brackets the right one. So I looked it up and couldn't find it. Found the right one. Shemet Saino Elav, Amaskir Gamit Devarav Hashem Mehach Kalucha, Shebinyan Mitzad Atzmo Huarai. What does it mean it's temporary? It's flimsy. Im Yalesh Shual Uperetz Amneam Adiv Yotel Ater. Where if a fox were to come, it would knock it down. That's a temporary thing. Shafila the data sober, Shabin the Shah Binyan, Sadaf Binyan Shmitzat Atzmo Bar Kayama. What does it mean when we say Chachamim said you can't build a binyan arai, a temporary one? They mean that it's a permanent binyan and you intend it to be temporary. But something so flimsy that if the big bad wolf comes and blows it down, so then that is not even considered the binyan arai that they were osir. Shabinyan and Mitzio Eno Roy the Kayan the Kuli Alma Emaze Eserbone. Says, now come back to our topic. Nima no seven the kula, another way to be lenient. Avnei Pela ha-mamash b'chol e-verega, the pirun kayama. They're meant to be taken apart. That's why they exist. Dizeu derech mischake yiladim mazel, notam the sotra b'chol rega v'rega. V'lechein ish lamar de'ein mazel b'chlal, together binyan. And therefore, it is not a problem to build these in any way. And that's what I saw in the Chavos Yair. So he says, here's my conclusion. Ein kol iser bona, osoter b'niyar, ositrat b'nat ne'pela, she'alim sochim b'ed, there's no iser at all. It's not tikkun mana, umuta l'sachik b'em shabbat. So those of you who came here worried about, I was going to aser everything you did in your whole childhood, you certainly have the Tzitz Eliezer to rely on.
What's
good.
Yes.
The Rav Avadi Yosef, his approach here is a little interesting. Because in Surah 17, Yechavidas, he writes, Hayim mutar darshol d'bana b'ktanim shelo yigil l'mitzvot l'sak b'shabbat b'am mipele. Can he do it? And he, let's look at his answer. Mechilta says, lo taseh kom l'achat, I mean, the Torah says, tal b'yichom b'techa, you shouldn't do malacha, you and your son and your daughter. And Mechilta is, darish said, eilu b'na b'ktanim, even your small children shouldn't be doing malacha. So what is the deal you make? Shiluk banavak lolim parmizar. You already know that your adult children shouldn't do malacha. You can't let your kids do malacha on Shabbos. I cannot accept the possibility that it's mutter for kids to play with these things and usher for adults. If it's usher for you to do, it's usher for you to let your kid do it. I'm not talking a little baby does something. But you can stop a kid from playing with a toy. Give him a different toy. Distract him with some other toy. How can you let him do it if it's usher? So it must not be. Nira, she'en lesor mishak babni pele. It must not be allowed. It must be comparable to the kos or the mita that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. And yes, the Yerushalmi has machloket, but the Babli, we pass on like the Babli is cholik in Yerushalmi. It's not usher. Binyan Shaz is not usher midaraita. And this is even better. Gara filumi binyan shah, because the whole idea is that it's constantly being taken apart. And yes, Ashmir Shabbos Kilchata wrote in the name of Rishon Zalman. And yes, Rishon Zalman changed his mind, but I hold by the original Rishon Zalman. Lachain Alpha P Shane Zamin Yagabar, Omin Sakabadav, Yeshistabi Badavar, Nir Shapo Piki, and Allah Commissioner Rishon Al Akil. I hold like what Rishon Zalman really thought like the first time. And so too, Tzitz Eliezer said, Lachain Nirali Ikar Lahakil said. So I think I read this tshuva. I walked away going, he says it's okay. Right? Source 18. Rav Avadya is reviewing a sefer called the Tzot HaShabbat. And he writes, Masha Katav Sha'asun Arkiv Lego, apparently the Tzot HaShabbat Asun Lego, B'shuni Chavadat, where I wrote, Source 17. I said it's okay to give it to a kid. So apparently, I didn't understand that first tshuva right, but I guess since the shayla, okay, now I understand. The shayla was, I think mutar l'rishon l'banav haktanim. Can you let your little kids do it? So you can't let your little kids do it. But I don't know how that agrees with what he said, that if it's usher for you, you can't let your kids do it. Meaning, there's a biconditional there. I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me. No? Something's off there, right?
Yeah, maybe it's mutter for everybody.
It's mutter for everybody. You shouldn't do it, but you can give it to your kids.
The premise of the question is
The premise of the question is us for adults. And he says, can you let your kids do it? He says, I don't understand how it can be usher for you and mutter for your kids. And therefore, he says, I think it's mutter. And then he says, and look what I wrote there. I said it's mutter for kids. Meaning, not for an adult. Okay.
Because you see, maybe he's going to quote the Rosh Tzion. His thing was saying,
you know, about wasting time, about learning Torah.
And also the fact that the usher of the reason you allow your kids to do it is not because of the fact that it's usher of poignant. The reason it's usher for you is not because of the fact that it is technically usher for you. It's usher for you because you have no use for it.
Okay.
Therefore, it is considered a gift.
Could be. Well. You're saying he didn't book so.
Yeah, because it's from a dinner of Mozart.
Okay. And not a dinner of Mozart.
Not a dinner of Mozart, because it's allowed for them to do it because it's not a thing. I think he seems also to say that when we say that it's also, it can't be also for your children if it's also for you.
Gotcha.
It's talking, it comes to the question of not pointing, not an also of not being an adult.
Good.
But you don't have use for what they do.
Play. Kids play. Source 19, the Be'er Moshe, the Debrit Zinarov. He was another very lenient, put him on the meaning in this issue. I'm not saying he was very lenient. He was meiko on this issue like the Tzitz Eliezer. Be'er Moshe, the Sherti Matin, call me name is Hakim Avanim, Makalot, blocks, me eats him with plastic, his Shafi, mutter. Mishakim could go to Avanim, Akunishim, Mishak, call the Shavua, in a Tzarek, the Avdam, you don't have to designate them for Shabbos, they're mutter. Clean coat blocks may eat some plastic compared to them. The target of Tina called the Sakhik Mem or the Gobble the top of them. The Gobble can handle it. Shari Kalil the Sadrin Zanzazet. The Lassumim Binyan. Yeah, Eshe, yeah, whatever it wants. Call Roim Jim the Sakhabam. They're meant for a toy. But Gobble Yachol Azor the Tina could you can help him. Lo Marlo Ase Kapakak. You go, what should I make? Make a robot. Okay, good. Baraba Alma, below Kviot. And you can, it's not permanent. Malachim, Avanim, Makalom, Yatsim, Fasik, Yatsim, and the tokens of Azai. You have to stick them together. Gamkin, Mutarim, Shakol, Yodim, and Nikarim, La'ayim, Koshikain, Derechatin, Okolim. All the more so because you take them apart after a few minutes. Lafarkan, Mi regular Rego, Mishal, Shal, Sotron, Bechozel, if not them. Begamif, Mami, Matinokom, and Echimotam, Kain, Afilu, Al, Yom, Acher, Emakaklom. Even if they say, no, 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 don't take it apart, leave it, it's nice, I want to take a picture of it after Shabbos, etc., it is not a problem. There is a sefer I have at home called Elichot Tinoko Riktanim. It's all the rules of kids. It's not just Shabbos, you know, fast days and sukkahs and all the things. You have to, everything. So one has one section of Shabbos. One of them discusses this topic. They're under bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah, the sachek b'shabbat yom tov b'kubiot. With blocks, amipela, Lego, clicks, kapla, magnetim, shein kalkem, and chavrin zebazeb, bechosek mamatz. As long as it's not difficult to attach him. Vaflo bezrat ragim, and also no screws. Ulam, miskake herkava, michalakim zarim. Sometimes there are these little tiny pieces. Shechiburiyam, atzrich mamatz, tkiyah bekoach. You have to really stop them in. Kigon chalakim zirim, shal playmobil, the Lego. Little pieces of playmobil and Lego. This was published 2-3 years ago, in this book, so we knows what playmobil and Lego are. Asurim b'mischak b'shabbat v'yom tov. Those are asur. And in the footnote he tells me, Kein harnani agaron rav yoshev shalom kol yoshev zatzal. Yekalal b'devarav avni Lego b'tisok tanot shetchiva b'chibor v'tzrachim ha'amatz kal enam in parkim v'kalub. Sometimes there are these little, and my son's Lego comes with a thing now that takes apart Lego pieces. Because some of them, gets the little tiny ones, like there's this L-shaped one, and they stick to each other, and you can't get them apart. You just have to use them like that. Okay? So he's saying those are probably more problematic for you to attach them and detach them. But the giant Lego pieces to build the thing, those don't stick together. They fall apart every time I build them. Forget, come apart. They fall apart. So there's no issue there. Then he raises one other issue. Chovala sertanim. Warn kids. Shelo yimnu b'shabbat binyan im gag b'gova tefach. The little Lego people. Don't make a house that's bigger than a tefach, and that you're going to use the inside of the house, because then you are making an ohel, and for the under part of it. He was the first one I saw mention that. I'm not going to tell you. There are issues that could come up from people doing Lego on Shabbos. Is it something you have to be concerned about? I found Rabbi Ribiat. Rabbi Ribiat, are you familiar with that? It's 4 volumes of Lama Tem Halacha Shel Shabbat. They're gray, usually sometimes brown, but like 4 huge, people call them like the gray Bibles. Like huge. So he has everything there in English in the front, footnotes in the back in Hebrew. And he explains that this whole issue of Binyan Arai, meaning it's logical that this isn't Binyan Arai, but he says that's not enough for us to say it's mutter. But why do we say the Lego is mutter? Because this is what he calls, he comes up with a term, and you hear this term, and you're like, that's the term everybody's been trying to get at, but nobody used. Derech tashmisho. Every time you open and close the door, you're closing the door and making your house. That's how you use doors. That's how you use Lego. You use Lego by taking it apart and putting it together. This is what they are, and therefore, they're not a problem. So, when it comes to Lego, to sum up, I said there's a machloket in Yerushalmi whether Binyan Arai is Asar Midoraita or is Asar Midorabbanan. The Bavli says it's certainly only Asar Midorabbanan. But we came across a few reasons why, even if Binyan Arai is Asar Midorabbanan, Lego wouldn't be a problem. One of them, main one, different forms in the Taz, and the Chasam Sofer, and Rabbi Ribiat, is that the Lego isn't even Binyan Arai. It's not Binyan Arai because it's meant to be constantly taken apart and put back together. We saw in the Tzitz Eliezer a few more approaches that it wouldn't last, it can't last, etc. But we have that the whole idea of this toy is that you build it, and you knock it down, and you build something else, you knock it down, build something else, as you did in a long time. Somebody wants to tell me, I had a friend who built like the Starship Enterprise, or like whole village out of Lego and left it for months, and okay, maybe that's not an appropriate Shabbos activity. I can hear that. Svara, I might even think that way, but certainly the way I played Lego, the way most I've seen most people play Lego, was that when I was a kid, was that you build something, you knock it down, you build something else. And certainly we saw bona fide, even the Machmir Shita say certainly kids can do it. Rav Avadi's issue was that you can't say something is usher for you and mutter for your kid. My issue is that you can't say it's usher for you and mutter for your kid because he's going to come to you to attach two pieces at some point. It's rare that my son plays, my son is four, almost five. Okay? It's rare that he plays with something I don't have to help him with. He plays with Lego. And, Abba, can you come attach this? What am I going to do now? It's mutter for him and usher for me? The answer is, it's mutter for me. I shouldn't be, Lego's not my Shabbos activity, it's his Shabbos activity? Fine. Okay, I will hold it in your Yitzhak, okay? But, and then 10 minutes later, that piece was apart, because he got bored. He was building one thing and built something else. So, you want to tell me that's usher? No, I don't think that's usher. I think that's mutter l'chachila. Any questions? Yes?
Is there a concern of sorting out pieces, or that's what I'm doing?
There's a concern, except there's, meaning, it takes a lot to make it sorting out pieces.
Yeah. Like you're packing away like Lego, you just chuck them all in.
When it comes to border, if you want, we can do a border range here. Topics because nobody gave me any topics. But when it comes to Bora, there's like a solution that any piece you can put, that you get, you can put where you want. Anywhere you want. The problem with Bora is when you, in other words, like, oh, let me put all the blue pieces away. So you start digging through and finding all the blue pieces. That, if we consider it a tarovet and, it doesn't apply to non-food, the whole discussion of Bora, that's what I'm saying, that we can do a Bora week. But if we say all those things, so then that would be a problem. But if I have this piece and go, where does this go? I can put it anywhere I want.
Yeah.
Any one piece I have, I can put it anywhere I want. That's true with all border things. So in other words, you pick out a black, you can put it back in the black spot. You have silverware from your sink. Okay, you washed all the forks nice and smooth. They have a big bottle of forks nice and smooth. So you're going to go through and find all the forks and put them away. Might be a problem if, according to those sheets that replies to silverware in that aerobic. Like I was saying. But if you reach into the silverware pile and pick up, what do I got? Fork? I can put it in the forks. Spoon? Put it in the spoon. Knife? Put it in the knives. That's not border. Okay? That's always a solution, by the way, and people always ask me all sorts of things in life. My coat is under a pile of coats on this guy's bed. I said, first of all, a very simple solution. Toss up all the coats, and now you have no tarovet anymore. Okay? But when you, each one, as you get it, you can give it to the right person. Each sefer, you have all the svarim out on your table because you guys just learned the whole Seder B'yun on Shabbos afternoon. Now you want to put all the svarim back. How can I put them back in the right spot on the shelf? Well, each sefer, one at a time, put it back wherever you want. There's definitely no tarovet. And so too, that would apply to your Lego as well. Each specific piece, not a problem. To start looking through, I can hear that. But again, we've moved off our topic of the bonehead part of Lego. Somebody asked me about puzzles. That was how we got on the topic. Same idea when it comes to these tsurot, you put them together, it is not a problem, it is a rai, that is not considered right. Rav Moshe Feinstein was mechalik between the two forms of the game of Scrabble. You know the game Scrabble? There's a deluxe edition.
Which where it clicks in.
Where they fit into these ridges.
Yeah.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein said you can't do that one on Shabbos, but the other one, even though you're writing words, is allowed on Shabbos. The same too with these puzzles. There are puzzles that fit in these boards, maybe, and you can tell me that it's more permanent something, but really we say the putting them together, it's not kotev.
Even the final piece.
Even if it ends up with a word, many, many puzzles, the Bar Moshe, we're matir puzzles on Shabbos. I would not be matir, I know people do puzzles and then frame them. I wouldn't be much of that, because then you're doing something permanent. But to do a puzzle, my son does these five-piece puzzles, and then he takes them apart and does them again and again, that wouldn't be a problem, even for you to help him. OK? Okay. Any more questions? Okay.
Yeah. There's like a specialized way to say it. You're building up the instructions or something specific. If you're going to get it out, does that change anything? Or that's,
no, I don't think there's a problem. Okay. They have these little ones where you like make the policeman in his car.
Yeah,
same idea. Same idea. Scott.